Good morning. Oh, I didn't say
good evening.
Morning.
it's evening, and it's avoiding people with down in the
Okay, you're doing both. You're doing the whole intro now.
You did it without me last week.
I did part of it.
Okay, fine. It's Don.
And
so it doesn't feel
Don,
right. It doesn't feel right, does it?
Yeah.
Either way, we are back.
For one more show. Last show of the season.
Not even, hopefully, unless we get shut down, which we very well may,
depending
on
good.
Tom J. Dispositions of those around us.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're
those
going to
entertain.
Us.
Yeah, could happen. I don't want to make this a regular topic on the show, but I was taking a dump the other day. And I realize it's talking about it a lot.
That's okay.
It's
so
a common
actually,
subject.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do it every day. I don't know what I had. It must have been something extremely spicy. But the thing was, when I sat up and those butt cheeks closed, it was like
fire.
It was like my ass was being tack welded together.
Oh.
It was like insanely hot and just that burning sensation. You know what I mean?
That's the worst. Where you can't sit down for like half an hour afterwards.
Yeah,
like,
and it was like and then I continued to walk on, and it was.
It could have been Indian food. You see, eating that's what happens.
I do like the Indians. I do like their food, but that's all right.
But I'm saying when I eat that, that is what happens to me every time I poop.
Indian food or just hot food in general?
Well, I would say hot food in general, but it was the Indian food last time. Like, when I went to town on that, I was walking around aimlessly. Like, I wanted to go to sleep, but I couldn't sit down. I was just walking around my block for, like, hours because of how tortured my asshole had become.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like Indian food, and I don't mind
like
it.
It looked like a frayed brim of a baseball cap. You know what the bros wear? It looked like frayed. That's what it looked like.
Your asshole?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Why did you see your asshole?
I was checking it out in the mirror, you know? Like, you know when you just, hold.
You
never did that? Dude, it's the best.
What? Are you serious?
No.
Okay, good.
My God.
No.
Oh, my
absolutely
God.
Absolutely not. No.
I really thought you were being
serious. I imagined that that's what it probably looked like.
I imagined that, too. Yeah, something like that. But
well, now you did.
I've been noticing something. Mm. And it's a theory I just came up with. Well, I came up with this, like, maybe 3 minutes ago.
Mm.
The worst countries have the best food. India.
In what way?
I'll tell you why. Oh, I'll tell you in what way. India, got great food. I like it. Mm. Mexico, got all those tacos and whatever. Everyone loves that stuff.
They do.
Think about that. Chinese got great food.
I'm not a fan of Chinese food.
You're not a fan of Chinese food?
No, I'm really not. It makes me feel horrible.
Well, that's because you're horrible.
You ever see the movie Mimic? With, like, the big bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had, and it showed, like, a close-up of their stomachs one time and, like, how everything was, like, mealy and working around. That's how Chinese food makes me feel.
But I love Chinese food, and most other human beings love Chinese food. Yeah, everyone likes Chinese food. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what it is. It just doesn't do it for me.
Everyone likes Chinese food.
You keep saying that.
Well, because everyone
but
does,
I don't like Chinese
for you.
Food. I have met others who also aren't fans of Chinese
Were
food.
Were they Chinese?
No.
Could be self-hating Chinese people.
Really?
Yeah, they happen.
No, I've never met self-hating Chinese people.
I've met self-hating Jews.
Yeah, I think every Jew is a little self-hating. They just
I would
have
be
that.
Too.
I would be too. How? They're the chosen ones.
They are the
they
chosen ones.
They should love themselves.
Yeah, I love them.
I just wish I could wear a star.
Here's what I think. I think the less resources you have, this will be honest, India and Mexico.
They've got very few
crappy countries.
To them, yeah.
Great food, though. They have such little amount of resources. Mm-hmm. They have to make the best of it.
Yeah.
And then they come to this country, they get all this extra resources, and then their food gets even better.
Booyah.
You think that's any good?
That's what they call that, the booyah principle.
Yeah, but do you think that's a good theory?
I suppose.
I mean, except
I mean,
for your little
Well,
Chinese
right.
Food.
Well, let's just ignore the Chinese thing there. The Indian and Mexican food thing...
Theory,
I'm sorry. That theory, I would say it's good, but I don't... I mean, you can make... a tissue as less bland as you want, but
what?
It's still just a tissue. You know what I'm saying?
How does that know? How does that know as you were?
Think about it. Like, if you were... Okay, no, I'm sorry. Personalized stationery. If you're a store that markets personalized stationery... Wait, just hear me out,
okay.
All right? If you're a store that markets that, you can gussy it up, make it as pretty as you want to. It's still just paper. You know what I mean? If you don't like Mexican food,
yeah.
They can come to America and do whatever they want to with all their extra resources, and
yeah.
It's still going to taste like shit.
What? You think Mexican food tastes like shit?
Yeah. Kinda.
No way. Chorizo?
All right. Chorizo's good. Is that
that's
not
their
food?
Meat.
That's like a chorizo is the sugar stick.
No.
Chorizo. Oh, no, it's not. It's sausage,
it's
isn't it?
Yeah, it's like they're Mexican.
Churro. A churro is the, yeah. is the sugar stick. That's what right. I'm bad. No, chorizo's good.
Dr. Lou, Mexican guy, doesn't know what he's talking about.
No.
That's
fine. Well, that just shows you something right there.
He's a self-hating Mexican.
Yeah. We got one.
There's plenty of them.
Anyway, yeah, I don't. I eat Mexican food when I'm drunk.
Yeah, well,
and they're
just
open
till
4 in the morning.
They're on Mexican time still. That's why.
Mexican time?
Yeah, Mexico.
Everything's
like,
later.
Well, that's China black side. People time.
Yeah, it is.
That's different.
I know.
Although I think black people time is correct.
Is it?
Because when I went to that barber shop,
I wish it was correct. The white people that I work for make me get there at like 4:45 in the morning.
No,
if
no,
we were
no,
on
no.
black people time, I would have to get there at like 7. I'd
no,
be way happier with that.
Black people time is not correct. I think the theory that black people are like a little bit later than usual or whatever, uh-huh. that might be right.
That might be right.
I mean, it's not a little racist, but
kind
I
of.
It sounds
you
extremely
think,
racist.
You think Obama shows up late to, like, all his...
He's half and half. I was going to say half. Well, first I was going to say mulatto,
yeah.
and then I realized that you can't say that. And then I was going to say half and half, and then I was like, yeah, I was going to say half breed. I was like, yeah, look at that either.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you for going on about it anyway.
I don't know why I did that.
Mulatto's good enough.
You can't
although,
say mulatto.
Why not?
It's not PC.
Mulatto. Why not? What am I supposed to say? Creamy?
No, you're supposed to say half and half. You're like, I don't know. If it's not mulatto, you can't say mulatto anymore.
Try and stop me.
Well, you can. I mean, nothing saying you can't say it, but I mean...
Is it like those cookies? Those Milano cookies?
Those are Milano with
what's
an M.
What's mulatto?
Mulatto is a mix.
Is that a D or a T?
A T.
Mulatto?
I think so, yeah. It's a mulatto.
Sounds like a drink from Starbucks.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, it sounds delicious.
I would drink one.
You'd drink Obama?
No. I'm not going to go ahead and say that I wouldn't
you
drink
wouldn't
Obama.
You wouldn't drink Obama.
I would drink a festive drink named after Obama.
I'm sure there's plenty.
I hope.
Yeah, I mean.
But I don't think they're called mulattoes. Especially in Kenya. Why?
Because his dad's Kenyan.
I guarantee that Kenya doesn't have the resources you were just talking about to make mulattoes.
I think you just... That is completely off base. No way. Kenya's not that bad.
Kenya's
all right.
Oh, are they?
It's Rwanda.
I just associate the whole continent of Africa with, like, desert and poverty.
That's all right, Sarah Palin. Don't worry about that. It's just one big area. It's the same thing. It's all right.
Yeah, that's what
no,
I thought.
I work at the airport, and one of the guys who used to work with us was African, straight out of Africa.
All right.
And he said the east part of Africa is the one you had to worry about. That's Rwanda.
The east coast.
That's the main... shitty area.
Ooh.
You don't want to worry. Like, go
I
to.
I don't want to go to there.
No.
Where do I want to go to if I want to find blood diamonds?
Nowhere, because you're probably gonna get killed, like in the movie.
They exist, and
of course
I
they
would
exist.
Like to find one, I would like to fashion a necklace out of them.
Blood diamonds?
Blood diamonds.
Why?
I know that they're there.
Of course they're there.
And I'm also because they're so sought after. There's a chance they have magical properties. And if I could just
the fuck up.
Maybe make a wish, or I could increase my
a leprechaun.
Stats or something, if I could just like
your
up,
stats?
Yeah, you know, like up my strength or up my
this is an RPG.
Intelligence. Life's not an RPG.
No. Surprisingly. Well,
if only.
It would be nice, though. Because like you do like
I'd still like a blood diamond, though. They look, well, I can't even say they looked really cool. What was the big deal about them?
No, what do you... Blood
diamonds, yeah.
Blood diamonds are regular diamonds. They're just you don't know this?
What makes them blood?
Because they work them to their bleeding. You didn't know this?
No.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't see all the poverty that they were in and all the beatings and whatnot?
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know that's why they were blood diamonds. I thought, you know, it was pink. That's why they call it a blood diamond.
No. You are really dumb.
I really missed.
Oh, my God.
I really missed a big,
There's a huge thing about blood diamonds because people were like, oh, I don't want to buy blood diamonds anymore.
Well, let me tell you what I was paying attention to when they were probably revealing that. Jennifer Connelly's ass. That's what I was paying attention to when they were talking about how...
You are really dumb. What are you talking about? Like, you missed a whole story. You know what the problem was?
It's not the whole story. Come on. It was about the one dude's family and Leonardo DiCaprio being an underdog hero type guy.
Yeah. But, okay, but... How do you not get this? Blood diamonds are they're bad. No one wants blood diamonds.
They're bad?
Yeah.
They're worth a lot of money.
No. Diamonds are worth a lot of money.
Hmm.
Blood diamonds are worth the same amount, but they're just bought cheaply because they're made in Africa. Not made in Africa, but they're mined in Africa, and you can pretty much dump all of you want in Africa because they don't have any resources. So you say, we'll pay you like 3 cents a carrot, and they'll be like, all right, cool, because we have no money, so we need anything you can give us. That's what blood diamonds are all about. You don't know this?
No. Sorry, the commentary where somebody pops up and explains everything that you just did to me during the movie. Who doesn't know this?
Anyone? The whole part of Blood Diamond was they were trying to bring awareness to the fact that.
Oh, good for them.
It went right past you, evidently. Yeah, I'm sure it went past half America.
Sorry, I downloaded it. And again, I was focusing on other, in my opinion, more important things. Jennifer Connelly's ass. And can I just say, though, seriously, she's, what is she, like 40, 45?
I don't know.
She looks really good.
She was naked in that one movie, Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, unfortunately, I never actually even saw
You never
that.
Saw Requiem for a Dream?
No, I didn't. And I've heard I've heard so many great things about it. I just, I've never seen it. What? Can we please just relax?
Doesn't know what Blood Diamonds are.
Doesn't know Requiem for a Dream. What movies have you seen besides Harry Potter? Knocked off half your list.
Yeah, no, it didn't knock off half my list. I've seen a lot of movies, thank you. What was I watching the other day? Halloween Town 3.
Okay, so
Calabar's Revenge.
That is a classic.
Disney Channel classic.
Disney Channel comes out with a movie every week.
Yeah, they do.
Every month. Every month. Genius. But it does seem like every week. But I worry about the quality when they can churn them out that fast. You know what I mean?
It's the Disney Channel.
Right.
The quality is not ever, like,
An issue?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you know it's abysmal. Nobody's going on there expecting to see the next Oscar nod.
One of the guys who is in the same class as us.
Yeah.
I don't want to say his name or whatever. He's got a kid. He was saying that he doesn't want his kid to do anything Disney.
Yeah.
And I don't know, because I think he just wants to be against the grain or whatever.
Yeah.
You know Columbia, we're all.
Yeah, that's right. Against the grain.
But he said, I'm just going to have my kid do Winnie the Pooh. I was like,
oh, man. That's something. Winnie the Pooh's good.
It's Disney.
Oh, yeah, it is Disney.
Yeah.
But it's, so he's an idiot. But the point is that Winnie the Pooh is
But
good.
My point is that everything for kids is Disney. You can't get away from it. Mm. Pixar is Disney.
Yeah. Now even Marvel is Disney.
Marvel's Disney, right.
That sucks. What? Transformers wasn't Disney.
Yeah, but that was really for kids. That was like
not
for
the movies,
tweens.
But that's where they started. Transformers are just toys.
Yeah, they
for
did.
Kids.
But I'm saying nowadays.
Maybe they should bring back Street Sharks.
Show was abysmal.
Come on, that Street Sharks. They still got a gang. They ride around on motorcycles. One of them was a hammerhead.
First of all, how much damage were they doing to those streets when they were just coming up? And just how much I'm sure the union guys were just pissed. Or actually, they were probably happy.
The union guys are always pissed.
They are always pissed, but they're probably happy because of all the extra work they got to do.
Yeah, that's what it is. Surprisingly enough, yeah, they are definitely the only guys that I can think of who actually really complain about not having enough work. You know, like I was talking to this one dude who, not complain about not having enough work, but want things to happen to give them more work. Like, for instance, when the Olympics were going to come to Chicago, this one guy I knew who worked in construction was thrilled about it because he was going to get a crap load of work.
Right.
And then, you know, the day comes and he finds out that we're not getting the Olympics. He was pissed.
He was pissed
as hell. He was like, damn it, there goes my boat. He didn't actually say boat, but, you know, I'm sure he had some sort
of
purchase in mind. You know?
Union guys get paid a lot.
Yeah.
And granted, without unions, they probably wouldn't get paid that much, but union guys get paid a lot.
I know, because the unions are there to protect them and get them that money. Your dad works for the city, right?
Yeah, he does.
Is he in a union?
Yes, he is.
He makes a good amount of money.
He makes a lot of money. Here's how I know my dad makes a lot of money. I ask him how much he makes, and he just starts smiling.
Wow.
What does that tell you? Do you know what I mean?
That's pretty, you know what I mean? That must be nice.
Right.
That's too nice to have.
It must be nice to have.
I ask my mom how much she makes. She starts crying.
Not in the union? Is she in the unions?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think she's in the union.
It does seem like some unions are like worse off than others. You know, like
probably.
The nurses union.
Teachers union is probably crappy.
Teachers union is fine.
Isn't
okay.
It?
I think so. I think they're getting fine. They're paid enough.
Okay. Good for them.
Well, here's the thing. Teachers unions. I mean, teachers in general are just, I don't know, they're either paid too much or they're too protected. You know what I mean?
No, I've seen teachers get crapped on by, like, administrative systems.
Right, but they're not getting fired, are they?
One of them in high school, it was a big deal about it.
Well, what happened?
Well, actually, it's oddly enough, it's kind of controversial. The guy, he was an English teacher, and he was the theater, like the head of the theater department, and he was great. He under his like tutelage, the theater department of Niles West.
Tutelage? I'm sorry.
Yeah, tutelage.
No one says that.
Well, I just did. Right, can you just sit back and take a nice bite out of it while I continue?
Right.
Under his tutelage, they did great things. Seriously, they went to nationals. They performed. Metamorphosis, and they did that while I was there in my junior year, and it was great. It won, like, it got all kinds of recognition for the school. But the point is that he was doing a great job as both teachers, but it was it became an issue that he was gay throughout the school, and another teacher was also under scrutiny because she was a lesbian, and then there was a huge PTA meeting about it. There was, like, all this big things, and then they both got fired.
First of all, please. I'm surprised that a theater teacher, male, was gay.
Right, I know. Can you believe it?
Shocking.
I know. It's
shocking.
It is quite insane. I don't know where he came from. What was he thinking?
That's one in a million. You know, that's a rarity.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway. Right. I'm sorry. Are you with the teacher's decision?
No. The PTA's decision or whatever.
Yes.
No, here's the thing. I don't care that he's gay, but I was just thinking it is ironic.
Right, I know.
But were the parents, like, all of a sudden, like, are parents, like, that dumb? Like,
No. The parents of the theater kids knew that he was gay. It was the
other parents.
Yeah, like, these parents weren't involved in theater.
Why does that happen?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Can they just get a fucking life, honestly?
Seriously, you would think that they had, I mean, other things to be worried about.
Yeah.
And obviously, the truth is, I'm sure that these, you know, it wasn't like a flame-throwing riot town hall meeting where they're like, get the gays out of the school, you know. I don't think it was like that. But I'm sure it was one of those, like, undercurrent meetings where, you know, all the parents were just, like, saying stuff and then, like, you know, we don't want... We just don't know
what
might be teaching and then just they, like, you know, give that secretive look to another parent. They're just
right.
Like, oh yeah, all in favor, and then they all do the thumbs
right.
up or whatever, and then that's it. It was just really weird to be a part of that.
I think it was just recently I was reading on the thing on the internet that I think Maine or someplace, you don't know obviously, but
why would I?
Well, here's the thing. You just go you do that a lot. You just like yeah, you don't know shit. What are you talking about?
All right, fine. Continue.
Well, here's the thing.
And I'll remain silent.
I'll tell you the problem, John.
You can do the podcast yourself. How about that? I'll just sit here.
I've been trying to wean you out of this thing for so long.
I can tell. Now you've got your wish.
Well, here's the thing, Don. I don't understand. You don't read anything about any news.
I read some stuff. I go to Yahoo News.
Not
and Drudge.
Yahoo News?
Well, okay, I don't go to it.
Is that
it's my homepage?
That's right.
So I see, you know, blippets of headlines, things like, you know, Taylor Swift got a piercing.
What?
I don't
Where?
Know. I don't know. I was making that up.
Okay, good.
But tomorrow will probably be a headline.
It probably will. But the thing is, why don't you read any of this stuff?
I'm too busy. I'm playing...
Too busy what? Beating off and
playing Batman?
Arkham Asylum?
Reading...
shitty...
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, which I would recommend to anybody who enjoys the fantasy genre. It's a very thick book, so it's a bit of a bite to take, but it's good.
I would de-recommend it to anyone who wants a life.
You can't do that.
I just did.
De-recommend something?
Yeah.
It's been recommended.
And I unrecommended it.
So
I've now de-recommended and unrecommended that same novel that you just... recommended.
Okay, that's fine. Because neither of those things mean anything.
Well, they
you
both mean...
You should say you don't recommend something.
I...
Take away someone else's recommendation.
No,
out there, baby.
No, I specifically take yours away because it's shit. The thing is, you gotta read. Not,
I do.
Not novels.
I read a
not
lot.
Not novels. Read news
There's
and stuff.
There's nothing else out there.
There's everything else out there. You like
newspapers this? Are just doormats for poor people. That's all that.
Poor people can't afford the newspaper. But
they steal them from the neighbors.
Yeah, they can't. They do that. But you don't read anything like that has to do with current events or
actual things.
If it
tickles my fancy, I'll read an article.
But how will you know that until you actually read it?
I browse the headlines.
Headlines are for chumps. Everyone knows that.
Come on.
I just came up with that right now.
I know you did. Because headlines are what attract everybody to read an article. You
That's...
do the same thing. You read and you look for a headline that you like and you click on it.
First of all, I always get disheartened.
You just like all types of more stuff than I do. I don't even know why you read half the stuff you do. That's probably... And here's another thing, too. You read all this stuff, get all this information about the world... And then you're just depressed and cynical about
well,
it.
Well, obviously.
You just know all this stuff, and then you just get to look over at me and be like, why are you so happy? You read fantasy books.
Well, done.
You don't know anything. Forget that. I know what spell would unlock a door.
Oh, God.
If I could use it,
yeah.
I would.
But I have information that I can use sometimes.
Can you?
Yeah. Like this Maine thing. Apparently, in Maine, they put it to a popular vote whether they want to have gay marriage or not, and they took it away.
Really?
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with us?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly.
You did use that to further a conversation.
Yes, I did.
Give you that.
Thank you.
I could use the lock thing to
no,
further
couldn't.
A conversation
you
in
couldn't
a certain
use it in
circle.
Any...
In a certain circle.
nerds.
There's
and Dungeons
and
Dragons
in northern Minnesota that uses Harry Potter to teach Christianity.
Well, there's a church in, I'm assuming, South Dakota that probably burns Harry Potter novels, assuming that they're witchcraft.
Yeah, that's
Thank
probably
you.
True.
Thank you. Okay, so.
Oh, man. That means I could probably be burned at the stake for all my knowledge.
If you were in South Dakota.
To South Dakota and I started just shouting Harry Potter things.
Right.
They would probably.
Brisinger.
Try me, just like in The Crucible, and then burn me.
Yeah, that was a. That was a communist reference.
I know, I know.
Good times. But, yeah. What?
That I did know. Huh? How about it?
Yeah, but that wasn't...
Tally it up, baby.
That was a one.
Tally it
Tally
up.
Tally of one.
I need to keep it.
Awesome.
All right.
Great. Now, here's the thing. What is wrong with us as a country where we can't let the gays get married?
Yeah, that's a question that I'm sure people are asking themselves daily now.
But
the thing is that, like, I just don't see why the government has to get involved at all.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, why should there be a law from the state whether or not gays can or can't get married? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like church and state don't really...
Mix.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and since marriage is a matter of the church or of anybody, you know, anybody who wishes to partake in their religion,
right.
That whatever union it is, that's a matter of the church...
Why? Keep away from the state.
Yeah. Why does the government have to do anything with it?
I don't know. And I really wish I could do that, like...
Separate.
I wish you could just...
It's not just a matter of the church.
Who is it
a matter of?
Well, you got to think, you know, there's benefits, like Social Security.
Yeah, I know. But
insurance.
Well, here's... What,
that's
okay.
Where the government comes
yes,
in.
Okay.
That's why they care.
But
a,
what they could do
point.
Is they could do this. They could say, all right, everyone gets a union. A union,
that's
okay.
The unions thing, by the way.
Everyone gets a union, and then if the church wants to get you guys married, go ahead. But the state says, listen, you guys want to get a union, go ahead. Man and woman get a union, go ahead. Man and man, woman and woman, go ahead. That's fine.
Man and goat.
Okay, are we really doing this?
I hate that argument.
Really?
I hate that argument.
It is so
it's dumb.
I was actually just going to look at you and be like, oh my
gonna,
god.
I was
did you really just
no,
break
I
this through?
I have plenty of gay friends and
no,
I feel
I
that they should
hey,
be
we all go to Columbia.
Married so they can
of,
be as
yeah,
miserable
almost.
As every other married couple
exactly,
I know.
Exactly, exactly.
Give them that right.
Right. That's just what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it is ridiculous. But, I mean, I don't think there's anything that, you know, I mean, hasn't already been tried to, you know, reconcile the whole thing. And it's just, it seems that it's not
going to we need a gay person to get shot by someone of these people. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying we should do this. No, I'm just saying, like, Martin Luther King, he got killed. And then
yeah, he did.
Everyone came a lot closer together, I think. So, if we could have some prominent, Barney Frank, he's gay.
Barney Frank?
The senator from New York. Big Jewish guy? You don't know anything. You don't know anything. This is the problem. Here's the problem. This is the problem, Don. I tried to do one. Who doesn't know who Barney Frank is? Do you know who Barney Frank is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, of okay. course you do, because you're a human being and you're living, okay?
Barney, I just like that name. I think
it is a good name, and he's a cool guy.
Barney
but
Frank.
The problem is...
Do you know him personally?
No, I
You know he's a cool guy, though.
Yeah, I do. I've listened to him plenty of times. I see the legislation that he brings up
yeah.
and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what
you guys are practically best friends.
We should have been if he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you could tell him that you were also gay.
I don't know what you're talking
what
about.
What you wanted to say?
No, the point is, this is the problem. I can't give any reference to you unless it's mythical creatures or wands. Or spells.
Why
this is all you have.
Why don't you reference more mythical creatures?
Because they're not relevant.
I feel like I have so much to contribute, okay?
If they were mythical creatures.
I mean, why don't you just say, man, did you hear the other day? A manticore rampaged across New York City. And I would say,
it didn't happen.
Well, why didn't somebody bring forth a bezoar? And they could have struck him down and smote him themselves. And thus, lives would have been saved.
Are we having this conversation, really?
No, actually, I got to be honest. The bezoar thing was crap.
Yeah,
that's
of course it would.
No. But a manticore is a real thing. I mean, a real mythical creature.
Which is a fake real
an
creature?
Oxymoron.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Oxymoron is such a good word.
It is a good word. But
Jumbo shrimp.
Shut up. Shut up. But the thing is, I have no reference point with you.
You can't. Just
unless
it
involves...
All right, fine. Are you saying that you would like me to do more research? Like more,
I'm saying people like you, I get aggravated at.
People like me. What does that mean?
The Jews, honestly.
Oh,
no,
come on.
No,
seriously.
People who don't read anything. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like my sister. All she watches, I go to that goddamn TiVo list, and it's only it's like Your First House, it's Bridezilla's.
That's fine. Okay.
America's Next Top Model.
That's fine. I don't watch any of those programs.
No, but the point
so
is,
I'm not like your sister.
You're
I don't
exactly
watch
like my sister.
TV.
Well, you read shitty books.
That is
you read
your
shitty
opinion. And reality, there's no reality books. There's no what's it called? I don't watch reality TV.
Well, reality TV is fake, right? Right, we can agree that reality TV is for the most part fake.
Yes, for the
okay.
most part.
Okay. Well, we can agree that your fantasy novels are also fake.
I'm not arguing
you
agree? That
yes,
they're real.
Yes or no, Don?
I'm not arguing that they're real.
Okay, so
they're real enough
so they are
in
fake.
My head.
So they are fake.
To everyone else.
Ipso facto, you read reality show novels, is what I'm saying.
No.
Nope.
That is the stupidest argument you've probably made thus far, except for the whole we should kill a gay guy thing in order to bring everyone together over the issue.
I think that's actually a good
idea.
I
know you do, and I hope that you get hit by a gay bus on the way out of here.
Gay bus?
Yeah.
I think I hear it coming.
So, yeah. Woo! Woo!
Right.
No.
Just YMCA playing the entire time.
Yeah, you would hear that coming. No, you can't compare a fantasy novel to a reality
no,
TV
but
show
point,
on the basis that they're both fake.
The point
okay?
I'm making, Don, is that if you're not living in reality and you're not looking at what's going on actually in the world, what are you contributing?
I contribute stuff.
Like? This is going to take a while. You might want to play a few promos.
Yeah, go ahead. Play something else.
Yeah.
No, I don't. What would satisfy you that I contribute? I contribute
to the conversation. If I was able to say Barney Frank and you were able to go, oh
I
yeah,
you
I
were
saw.
Saying contribute to the world.
Well, that would be even nicer. But let's start small scale.
Fine.
let's start with this conversation
fine.
In general.
Just this conversation?
I mean, what I mean is like if
sorry,
I
can't say anything particularly about Barney Frank. Bring up another topic. That's what you do, okay? You don't just harp on Barney Frank and the fact that
well,
I can't contribute anything.
Why
don't you read something that's, I don't know, that's not
mythical
Barney
based?
Frankish?
That's mythical based?
No, it doesn't even have to be mythical based. Like I said, I do read news articles, and I read, you know, I know other stuff. I've got stuff to contribute, just not particularly on Barney Frank. And since we're on Barney Frank and you had something to say, why don't you go ahead and get it off your chest so that we can move past it?
My point was Barney Frank is a cool guy.
That was your point?
No, No. My point was that I was trying to find out who was a high...
ranking official
yeah.
to be assassinated so that everybody could come together over the
that
gay
is
issue.
Also gay, yes. And I was thinking, Barney Frank, as much as I would hate for him to die, you know, it's...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can hear the gay bus coming. They're parked across the street, and they're waiting for you.
Well, they're probably going to be in leather chaps and whatnot, so I think I could take them.
Spot them, too.
Right. They're going to be sweaty, let's be honest, so I could probably flip out.
In the city right
now. The leather chaps is going to help me get out of there. Don't worry about that.
I don't think they'll be sweaty. They'll probably be lubed up. They'll be oiled up. By the way, can I just say... Cisco, what is it with that guy?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, no,
Cisco, he's this. He, I mean, his personality. First of all,
well,
let me just
no
say,
one knows who you're talking about.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Cisco is. I don't know his real name.
Well, what
but
if
he is a,
no one knows his real name?
His real name is something much less. What's
it's
the word?
Less lame.
It's less lame. Less
terrible.
No, it's not the word. Flamboyant.
Right.
That's the word I'm looking for. It's less flamboyant.
Spanish radio-ish.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what he is. Cisco is a guy in our radio department at Columbia College, and his personality is just that. It's flamboyant. He went from a regular name like Joe, I'm sure. I think he actually did mention
maybe
his name
Jose.
As Jose. I'm not even kidding. I think that's his real name. And then he changed it to Cisco. And so now he gets to run around with – and the reason I brought him up is because he's constantly oily. That's what we were just talking about, being lubed up and everything like that. He is constantly oily.
I think he does sweat more than...
I've never seen him with dry or even, like, healthy-looking skin. It just looks greasy all the time. I can see my face in it. I can see my reflection in his face.
I often
touch up my hair when he's talking to me.
Right. You're just like, oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Cisco Glover!
Okay, really doing that?
I'm just saying, that's exactly... So if you don't know
Cisco,
him, when you hear that, that's what you learn.
Cisco is the stereotypical...
Spanish radio guy.
Spanish radio guy. Yeah. Mega!
Yeah.
Hey!
He's like, we'll go.
He's like always pressuring his chest in your
Yeah, I don't know why.
What are you doing?
But yeah, the reason I brought him up is because he's constantly oily. That's why I brought him up.
Oily people are weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I think, here's the thing. I think guys are able to do that where they're like oily or extra dry or just regular. Girls aren't. You know what I mean?
No. No.
No? No. You disagree with me?
No. I agree with you.
Oh, okay. Girls aren't able to do that because they're always like lathering up,
right?
Or they're drying down or whatever,
right?
And guys are like, fuck it,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Girls have
all the products to combat those because there's, I mean, dude, honestly. Because girls, they're not as visual. So, like, they see an oily guy, and then they talk to him, and they're just like, wow, this guy's great.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how they do that.
And then that can be great. Forget that he's got oily skin or whatever. Guys, it's like you see the girl walking down the street. If she's got, like, a mad oily face, you're just like, oh, my God. And you immediately turn the other way. You're just like, I don't want to slip off that thing. No. You're like, you know, and that's just it. Guys are much more visual. So it's like if you've got, like, a big thing like that, that's why girls work on, you know, like, makeup, and they have all those products to combat that stuff.
Yeah, but... Here's one of my main problems was I wish that it – well, I don't wish this.
Can you imagine if a girl's face was, like, so dry she walked up to you and her face was, like, split or something? Like, her skin on her face was just, like, cracked and stuff?
It's not Hellraiser.
Oh, man. She had, like, lizard skin. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like scales.
Again, the fantasy book.
I don't
Can you imagine? Yes, I can imagine it. But you have probably just written a novel about it or read my novel about it.
No, nothing of the sort.
That's surprising.
You know, I got to tell you, if I just don't know what I would do. I'd probably scream. I'd punch it in the face, and I would just, like, run away.
She is an it.
If it's but here, skin like a lizard.
In high school, like, if a guy gets, like, a zit, first of all, what a bad word. You know what I mean?
Zit.
Zit.
Because it's, I know, exactly. Or even a pimple. Exactly. They're not attractive words because they teach you immediately to be, like, they're unattractive things.
They are, but I wish we could have a somewhat attractive word for an unattractive thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
What would you rather call a zit?
Well, in England, they call it a spot, which isn't that bad.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean?
It kind of is a spot.
You got a spot, it's full of spots, you know, it's like a...
Oi, your face, it's got a spot.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying, is that what they say?
Wait,
your face, it's got a spot.
Are you doing an accent there?
It's a dialect, dickhead.
It was...
But,
it's a shit-elect.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I hear yours?
No.
Really?
I'm not going to try, though.
Why not? How is that shitty?
Oi. Oi.
Oi. That's Oy. What they say, instead of hey.
I know.
Oi.
Listen, I work at the airport. All I work
Do you know? Well, the airport? The English airport?
No, but all
then
we have is
I
London
think
people coming
your
in.
Expertise isn't valid.
As opposed to you who work where?
I don't work anywhere. I just have
you
a
don't work anywhere.
Dialect. I work at Banana Republic.
There we go.
And I do hear, actually, quite a bit of English accents at Banana Republic, oddly enough. I'm serious. Like, women and men who go shop there. I would say one out of every 50 that I hear speak with an English dialect.
Well, one out of every 3 people that come by us are English, so I think I'm a little better off.
In the airport?
Yeah.
I don't believe
that statistic.
They come
through duty free. As much as you hate that name.
I love that name, actually.
But here's the thing. They call it a spot.
Okay.
Which is much better than a zit.
Spot.
A spot, yeah. Or a pimple, which is so much better. I think
it's
we
way
start,
better than a pimple.
We should start calling that.
Spot.
I'm not going to. You know what I mean?
I'll start it. I'm going to say it in English dialect, though, so you might want to just, I don't know,
cover
your ears
angry.
Or, I don't know,
start vomiting
away.
Yeah. But we don't have those. No. My point is that just starting off with the word spot, pimple, or zit is
yes.
bad. But
right.
when you're in high school and a guy gets a zit
yes.
or a spot, you know, he can't cover it up. It's just there.
No male cover up. Guys try, though. The other guys that have. Sometimes you put the Band-Aid over it. Yeah, man, I cut myself shaving.
Is that what Nelly was doing all those years ago?
I don't think so. I think he really just put the Band-Aid on there.
Probably cut himself shaving.
No,
that's fashionable.
That's what he tried. I don't think he cut himself shaving at all.
This is what I mean about the blacks being a little more creative.
He's
not black.
You see a lot of guys in high school running around with Band-Aids on their face?
No.
I told you he's mulatto.
It wasn't fashionable. It wasn't a fashion thing. It was a thing for his friend that was arrested.
Okay.
Put a Band-Aid.
Let him know he hadn't forgotten about him because the guy used to wear it. I guess he was doing the fashion thing. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay,
that's fine. Nelly wasn't doing it for fashion, but somebody along the line started.
Why
it
do the black people do that so much? They always have something for someone who's in prison. You know what I mean? They always have Well, they do. They always have like a neck tattoo, which is by the way.
Ray, who's doing a five stretch right now?
Yeah, they have, like, a few tattoos for their guy,
right.
And, like, they have those tramp stamps or whatever.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys.
You know what I mean? No, not the guys. The girls have those.
Oh, okay.
But the guys have, like, the neck tattoo or, like, their daughter's name on, like, their neck and stuff. You're just
or,
like, what are you doing?
Like, face tattoo on the neck, like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's Mike Tyson, though. Yeah. That's a special kind of tard.
That's a special kind of man.
Tard.
Yeah.
retard.
He might be retarded, but that is a man-child.
He is a man. Well, he was thing. He was a man and then was beaten until his brain turned back into a child.
Mush.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. You can call him what you want to, but I saw a video of that guy do like 2,500 push-ups in a row, followed by 2,500 sit-ups with a 35-pound weight on his chest.
Okay, impressive.
Inhuman.
It is human because he did it.
It's inhuman.
Well, it's human because he did it.
Maybe he died and an android took his place.
That would make more sense.
Seriously, it would.
It would.
After that video, that actually gave me nightmares. I don't think I slept because I was afraid Mike Tyson was going to break into my house
and
kill me.
And there was like rape your mom or something?
No, I wasn't even afraid of that. I was just afraid that he was going to come
kill you and leave.
No, not kill me. He would try and steal something valuable, and then I would try and stop him.
And then he'd
push me through my wall,
right,
and I would die,
and then leave.
Collapsed lung.
Would it take what he wanted before?
Of course, that's
okay.
Why he came.
But, oh my God, we get so off topic. But oh my God. But my point was, we don't have that stuff as guys. We don't have any products. We don't have any of that other stuff. But there was that revival sort of thing, or like when remember the Fab Five and like a Queer Eye for a Straight Guy,
yeah,
and that whole business,
yeah,
and then they're like, oh yeah, it's cool for guys to use that,
right?
And then
it lasted
like,
for a week,
and then for maybe a year or whatever, and then like guys are like, what the fuck, why
right.
are we doing this
why,
again?
Well, I'm sorry, why are we doing this again? Yeah,
and it's just kind of aggravating to me that we have to try that.
Just a perfect example right now. We're in college. We go to class every day. How many guys that we go to class with every day don't shave every day? Just walk
97%? In. 97%?
I can pinpoint exactly, like 97%, even more, easily 9 out of 10 guys is not shaving every day, have, you know, scruff.
Right.
All three of us in this booth right now have scruff. It's just, we just don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Do you think that any girl who has to shave their face or some other such thing, do you think that they would even for a day of class, like, let that go?
I'll tell you what, when they do, I find it disturbing. You know what I mean? And I have seen that.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's weird, right?
What do you mean, like a mustache type of thing?
Yeah. Like they bleach it, you know what I mean?
That's inexcusable. You don't bleach it.
Well, they bleach it so that
bleaching your arm hair is one thing. You don't get to bleach face hair. You
chicks
shave that off.
Chicks bleach that and then they shave it. But,
okay, fine. But as long as they're shaving it.
Well, first of all, they're not growing like, you know, curly cues or whatever the thing is.
Soul patches.
Soul patches. You know, they're just missing a spot, and I'm just like, you know what I mean? I don't like it. You know what I mean? Well, no one likes it, obviously.
Right.
But
and that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. Because if you see that as a guy, you're repulsed.
Yes, it's a big turnoff.
Right. But
we can get away with that type of stuff.
But we can get away with that
easily.
Type of stuff.
We don't even have to shower for a couple of days. Come to class, my hair. I mean, I just roll out of bed and come to class. Sometimes my hair is just an absolute.
It is nappy.
I mean, you see it. I got like feathers,
you do,
and just like, I mean, there's still like the pillow mark on the side of my face.
I do like
that. What?
I do like when you see the guy. No,
oh.
When you see the guy with like the what?
All right, no.
When
fine.
You see the guy with like the. He's been, like, on his
right.
palm for, like, the past half hour, and then
yeah.
you just see his palm print in there.
Yeah.
I like that. I like doing that as well. What?
What is the matter with you?
What?
I like that.
I like doing that.
That's creepy to say.
Why?
I like when guys have palm marks.
No,
on
not guys.
Faces.
I just like when you see the face that has the, not guys specifically.
Yeah, okay.
If it's a girl, that's okay.
Okay.
But I prefer the guys.
Fair enough.
I like when you see that kind of thing.
All right, moving on just to, you know, prove a little something to you and maybe make you smile in the process.
This is unlikely.
What do you think about that, or Stanford University discovering that you can, or it might be possible in the future to have kids without a man and, you know, a man and woman actually reproducing? The fact that they can make sperm and egg cells from stem cells.
I'm angry about it because I don't want people having more kids.
Yeah, I know. Me
neither. The less people that have, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, yeah, I know, me neither.
You don't want people having kids?
Not the wrong people. No.
Or that many kids?
Yeah.
Are we going to get into that?
I don't want that.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
That's not my choice.
Well, that's just
it's not my choice,
say
and it's irrelevant.
Let's just say how many it is.
It's 10.
Well, it's 10.
Yeah, it's 10.
10.
It's a little unusual for
my God.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and do your little angry rant?
Well,
and
I don't
dance around the room and then
I don't dance. First of all, that's a...
No, I knew, but you do. I don't know how else to describe the gyrating movement that you do when you start to get all upset.
I call it more of a jive than anything else.
Okay.
But you're right. I do. Your parents are part of the problem.
I don't think they're part... Well, okay, fine. No, I do get what you're saying about that. And, hey, don't get me wrong. I love every one of my brothers and sisters, and I wouldn't sacrifice them at all. But
only
I do
one.
Think that... Well, maybe the one.
Yeah.
But I do think that it is a problem when the wrong people are having kids. And I think that now a big issue that we're having, I think even more something that people should be focusing on besides, you know, like going green and, you know, fixing that part of the earth. I think what you should do is fix... the fact that human beings are behaving like a virus and just multiplying crazy style and there's no room on the face of
it. Going green is having a vasectomy.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Going green is having a vasectomy. Getting your tubes tied.
Yeah.
Really go green.
That's super green.
Women, and the thing is now, I mean, like, economy's bad. Women can sell their eggs for serious money. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Dr. Lou.
What are you doing, buddy?
Well,
what are you doing?
In all seriousness, though, women can sell their eggs for serious money. Guys, I mean, we can we'll beat off in a cup for $50 or something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, even that is something. It's because we reproduce it on a day-to-day basis.
I know.
They get that set amount, and so they're literally chipping away at that, and that's why
they
sell it.
I'd still like it to have more money than $50.
So would I. It would be great, but it's unfair.
We
literally make it every day.
When it's like 2 o'clock at night or in the morning, and I'm just like beating off, and then I see that pool of jizz, and I'm just like, oh, $50 down the drain. Down the drain
that
again.
What
that's what I say.
Bucks. If that, you know, if you do think about it like that, I don't even want to because it would depress the hell out of me.
It would.
How much money I threw down the drain.
You see that bib of yours? And you just see,
yeah, exactly.
That's like
just
a few $100 bill.
If I just took my jag rag to the sperm bank, I could walk out of there with a couple $1,000 easy.
Wow. And they just,
easy.
You know, poured some water on that and get it all going again?
Yeah, for sure. I guarantee some of the sperm wouldn't be, like, defective. Some of them wouldn't be.
Some of them wouldn't be defective.
Some of them, for sure. I throw the rag around. Some of it's kind of dirty.
You throw the rag around?
Yeah. I toss it.
Where? Like a frisbee?
No, not to anybody. I'm just saying, like, once I'm done, I just, like, wad it up and throw it. So
where?
On the ground. On the carpet.
On the carpet?
Yeah.
It's seeping in there.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's my house, man.
This is where your sisters go.
Well, it's in a corner. They don't sit in that corner very often.
The corner?
They don't sit in there very often.
Very often?
They don't ever? At all.
Okay.
Okay.
Like a dunce cap area?
No.
I did like that. We should bring that back.
A dunce cap?
Yeah.
I also think we should bring that back. It's like, you know what's a stupid punishment now? It's a suspension.
Yeah.
You really messed up, kid. Now go home and think about it. You don't have to stay in school. In fact, stay home for the rest of the week.
Right.
Play your video
go
games.
Go watch TV
and
watch
go
Molly.
Go play hooky.
Right.
That's a punishment now.
That's not a punishment.
No, that's not a punishment. That's a fucking dream for a kid.
Right. Here's the thing. Suspension is a dream. Expulsion, that's problems.
That is a problem. Or even an in-school suspension when you just have to sit in the principal's office all day. That's a legitimate punishment. A suspension where you have to go home, that's stupid. Like, you're just basically sending your kid home and relying on the parent to do something about it? F that. No. I think a dunce cap was a more effective punishment than a suspension any day. Sit in front of your classmates. Everyone gets to call you an idiot for what just happened.
Right. And they should bring back, like, pelting with them tomatoes, you know? Well, they haven't bring that back. Bring
pelting?
Pelting.
Whipping a tomato at somebody?
Yeah. Bring that on.
What the hell is the matter with you?
Why?
A dunce cap is fine. That's just emotional damage. You don't beat kids.
Yeah, beating... Okay, a tomato...
We don't play dodgeball with tomatoes?
Well, nobody dies. Well,
I've seen a kid
place.
Take a tomato to the face.
Yeah?
It wasn't pretty.
Of course it was.
Across the cafeteria.
Well, did he start crying?
Yeah, I think he did.
Well,
and it
good.
Was a dude.
Oh, it was a dude?
He also got tomato juice in his eye, I think.
That's
I'm pretty
was
sure
the problem.
There was even bystanders. Like, people got hit with the splatter, like seeds and
well,
ruined clothes. It was madness.
You put up plastic around him.
You
know what
I mean? Just being
stupid. I'm not being stupid.
There's no way punishment would be... there's no way bringing tomatoes whipping back would be a punishment, legitimately.
Why?
Because
I think it'd be great. Or
it's
cabbage.
It's a waste of tomatoes.
Cabbage.
And it's same
no
thing.
One eats cabbage.
Cabbage. I think cabbage would be worse than tomatoes. It actually has
it
kind
would
of
be
a
worse.
Hard core.
Yeah.
It's like whipping a 16-inch softball at somebody.
That's a risk you're willing to take if you're going to be a dunce in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
The dunce cap.
Right.
You should bring that back.
You know what? Next time you say something I disagree with, I'm just going to take the 16-inch softball I've got in my bag, and I'm going to bash the shit out of your head with
well,
it.
Well, you can go ahead and do
that.
And
then I'm going to say, hey, you totally deserve that because of what you just said
well,
to me.
Well, next time you read
your
a
opinion merits this beating you're getting.
Well, the next time you bring in a fantasy novel and bring them up instead
it's
of any...
It's going to happen. As a matter of fact, I would... You know what? I would like to see you bust a cabbage thing out of your backpack and try and beat the out of me with it.
I'm grab your tongue and start... You know, pounding away with you with the tongue.
What?
I don't know. Point is,
that doesn't sound much like a punishment at all.
No.
Sounds like something you've been thinking about for a while.
I'm gonna jerk you off so hard. You look out.
Okay. All right. Well,
you get ready, because I'm gonna jerk you off really hard, buddy. You look out.
Trust me, I'm on the lookout.
I am gonna.
And the gay bus just perked up their ears downstairs.
Not so mad at me anymore, are they?
No. Now they're probably intrigued.
I'm sure they would be intrigued.
But anyway, no. Seriously though, I guess what I was asking though about the stem cell thing is, do you think that practice should be eliminated? Do you think it should be discontinued?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I'm a fan of science, and I think that the farther we get with science, the more we know, the better. Mm. But just don't put it into practice. You know what I mean? Which is never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
But
that's like the whole thing where Einstein invented the atom bomb, and they're just like, well, we got this button now, but we're not going to press it. It's just nice to have it. Yeah, it's like, come on, somebody's going to press it sometime. That's just the way it is.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
And I would press it.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I'm just telling you, it's just one of those things where, you know, like, you've got it, and then you get bored one day, and you're just like, what would happen?
You get bored one day. And just kill a few million people?
Kill a few hundred million people.
Is it?
I don't know how many it was, but I know that it burned hot enough that their shadows were burned into the sidewalk.
Yeah, I don't think it was 100 million,
hot.
Though. It is
okay,
pretty hot.
I don't know how many people it was either. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think we killed as many as the Nazis. So, one up for us.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. 12 million total,
yeah.
Something like that?
It was a lot.
It was a lot of people.
Are we done with the Germans?
What do you mean, done with them?
The Nazis, that's cool. We just forgave them and go, whatever.
I don't think it was ever really forgiven.
Do you see anyone...
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, anyway.
Do you see anyone having any, harboring any bad stuff against the Germans now? No.
Yeah, no, I don't.
That's
but
right.
I guess...
No,
not the Germans, but Nazis. There are still, like,
well, the
Nazis.
Neo-Nazis.
Yeah. They're still around. Nobody likes them.
Well, no, obviously no one likes them.
Yeah.
But
they get beaten down.
But we forgave the Germans.
You can't blame a country based on the actions of a few.
We forgave the Germans. We didn't forgive Cuba. How the hell did that happen?
I forgave Cuba.
I know.
I drank their cigars. Smoked their cigars.
You drank their cigars. Right. But here's the thing. As a country, we just like, okay, don't worry about it. You had the whole Nazi thing.
You know why they did that, though? You know why they did that? Because World War I was put on the shoulders of Germany, and they were treated like shit for 15 years, and that's when Hitler came, and that is why he was able to rile the country into following him. So they didn't want to make that mistake again. So instead of being dickheads and saying, Germany, it's all your fault, you get to bear the punishment of this war, they said, well, it was kind of messed up, but we forgive you.
Two things. One, I'm astounded that you know anything about history that doesn't involve Gryffindors.
I told you. I told you there's things that you can bring up
and
I will actually know something
second
about.
Of all, doesn't matter. So what? There's not going to be another Hitler.
And you see, it's that. You can't risk it.
I'll risk it. No,
go
I'll
ahead.
Risk it.
Well, okay.
I'll bomb him twice, one or two times. Yeah, what? Sorry,
just
guys.
Just as a little, hey, remember what you did?
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
Remember that?
Oh, you don't like being bombed without any notice.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. You know what? I got a concentration camp set up just for you. Is that what you're going to say to him? Real cool.
It's a mini concentration camp. It's not going to be the full scale.
Yeah. No, I really do think that's not something you can risk. You don't want, I mean, it's just, yeah, I understand that you shouldn't be forgiven 100%, but you can't just oppress Germany for the actions of one of its radicalists. You can't.
I'll do it.
It's not
the action of one. It's all of them.
It wasn't all of them.
It was the majority of them.
It wasn't a majority. It was him and his group. They took over the country.
And they made troops and
they made an army. Troops the same way that Bush and them made troops. It was a national thing and they were enlisted in this army fighting for the country.
Yeah, I don't forgive Bush.
Okay, well, actually, I mean, neither do I. I'm just saying that... If Obama right now
and
enlisted
do you really think
some kind
Afghanistan,
of draft or something like that, what?
Well, that would go horribly.
Of course it would.
Right.
But I'm saying, at the time, Hitler enlisted all these people by being such a powerful orator and by convincing a majority that what he was doing was right. And from then, the masses just followed because it's what these people were doing.
Do you really think if we pulled out of Afghanistan or Iraq, they'd be like, all right, cool, don't worry about it, guys? No! If we just pulled out, we're like, sorry about that. Our bad. That was Bush. We made a few mistakes. Our mistake. They'd be like, I don't worry about it. You know, all's forgiven.
No, they'd probably be pissed off for a while.
Yeah, they might be pissed off for a little bit.
But what are they going to do about it? We're America.
What?
We're America.
No one can see the face you're doing, so it's losing a lot of its luster. It's just you doing it.
Or Merck.
Still can't see it.
Can't see it?
Still can't see it.
They can't see?
They cannot see it. I know, it's surprising. But the point is, they would, probably hijack a few planes and bring it into the few towers, you know? Remember that old business?
I do recall.
Yeah, they might do that. So my point is, we can't forgive them. And we can't forgive Germany, so we need to bomb them again.
I'm not for it.
Well,
there's a couple of good things in Germany, I think. There's beers that come out of Germany that's very good.
Well, here's
Beer Fest.
Here's the thing. When we put our army in there, and all they get to do is focus on their cars and stuff, of course they're going to make badass cars, like Aston Martins and Audis and all that kind of stuff.
They do make some pretty
They make great cars.
They make
cars.
Aston Martins?
I don't know. They make BMWs.
Think Aston Martin's an English car.
That's probably true. The point is, they make BMWs. I know that for sure. And they make BMWs.
And Volkswagen.
Yes, and Volkswagen. And those are both good cars. And I would say that once you get to not focus on your army and focus all your resources towards making badass cars.
That would be nice.
It would be very nice, but they got to do that because we put our army in there and they don't have to worry about an army. We have that. We are their army.
Who, German?
We are Germany's army.
Yeah, because they don't. There you go. Because we didn't forget.
Right.
They don't get to have an army.
That's the problem. Why did our economy's in the shithole? We can't make cars because they're making all the good cars. Well, them and Chinese and the Japanese.
Well, maybe we should just say, hey, give us your cars because we're your army.
We should say, there we go. Fine, we won't bomb them. We'll take their cars for free.
There you go.
We'll do that then.
That's a much better solution than bombing this country for no reason.
Well, one bomb.
That's bombing.
Well, not
one bomb equals bombing.
Yeah, but it's not a big. It's not like a nuclear bomb. I was just saying, like,
just stop. Speaking of which, why is
bunker
German?
Buster.
What?
A bunker buster. Just one bunker. I'd like to.
Like a cherry bomb, essentially. Just want a little explosion.
It's pretty big, actually.
A little boom.
Well, it's gonna go through the bunker.
Okay. Well,
any right, bunker.
You can go ahead and do that, and then
I'll
get
do that.
Tried accordingly. What I was going to say is, why is German the international language of business?
It's not.
It is, isn't it?
No. I assume English would be. Where did you read that? Was this in...
Actually, I don't even think I read it.
You just made it up?
No, I heard it from a reliable source. I heard it from a number... Really, German's not the international language.
I'm dead sure.
I think it was somebody who went to Germany and a couple other places in Europe, and that is what they told me.
Was it a German person?
Part, not all the way.
So they might be a little biased towards their own country?
I'm part German.
You're part Nazi, too, so...
Yeah, right. Because clearly, I'm very biased based on what I just said.
You're a fan of... Well, you don't want me to bomb them. You don't want me to bomb them.
I don't want you to bomb anybody.
Not even...
No.
Iran?
No.
I just don't, like a
no,
little bit?
Don't. No. Stop bringing places.
The Japs? India.
Get the Indians.
Okay, we'll get the...
We'll talk about that.
There we go.
That.
We'll get the Indians.
Just wipe that country off the map.
You know you
what
don't like them.
Yeah, what's the point? So we can have a few more sweaters at Banana Republic? No.
We have tech support. You know, they're mainly that.
That's true. I do call them when something is wrong with my phones.
I don't like tech support. And I
read. Why? How are you going to help me from another
Well,
country?
Here's the thing. Seriously. I don't. They do
you know what, and you know what they tell me? A lot of the time, whenever you call the customer service, six different times you get asked, okay, is your thing plugged in?
Right.
Have you pushed this button? Is your remote have batteries? They all ask, you talk to six different people, they all ask you the same five basic questions.
Right.
And then eventually they're just like, okay, we're going to send somebody out there. It's like, why did you connect me across two oceans to talk to somebody who... Across one ocean.
Yeah, one ocean.
Across... In either direction, it's crossing one ocean.
Yes.
So, either way, why did you connect me over there when he's just going to tell me, okay, somebody in your area will come help you because it's not something that an idiot couldn't have figured out
Well, here's the thing. I wish they had tech support for intermediates. You know what I mean? Because the tech support is only for retarded people. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Retarded people and elderly folk, who are essentially retarded people when it comes to computers.
Yes.
Because like people like my grandma call and, you know...
Hello?
Yeah. We're not doing that. Like,
someone help me.
I don't know what you're
Please.
Doing. Okay, she's not dead.
My computer.
Right. Okay. She's fine, and the computer's plugged in.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's fine, but she's just like she doesn't know how to turn on Microsoft Word or how to save a document.
So she calls tech support.
Probably. I don't know.
She doesn't call you.
Well, she calls me first.
Okay.
And then I'm like,
double click.
I don't call.
Double click.
Well, she does ask me right click or left click, and I'm like,
really?
I'll say left click. I'll say right click if I mean right click. Any time I say click, it's left click.
Okay.
Would you stop to my grandmother? Please. Honestly. It's weirding me out.
Really? Does it sound a lot like her?
No, it doesn't.
You know it does.
My grandmother sounds like the mother from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Really?
Yeah.
Betty White? Oh, that's not Betty White.
That's not Betty White.
Betty White's the chick from
I don't know, but the point is
she's a golden girl.
Okay. Golden girl. She's that small little lady, and she's got her hair up or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her. She looks exactly like her.
She looks like her,
too? Looks like her, too, yeah. She's got an old Italian thing going on where she has to do her hair every
she's
week.
She's from Grandma's Boy.
What?
That's the grandma from Grandma's Boy.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't see that movie.
So, you're Grandma's Boy.
I'm not Grandma's Boy.
You're Grandma's Boy.
How am I Grandma's Boy?
She calls you when stuff is wrong with your computer, and you have to drive her around everywhere and play video games and stuff.
Where does the play video games come in?
That's part of Grandma's Boy. Do you have play video
I
games
I don't play
with
video
grandma?
Games with Grandma.
She plays it in Grandma's
She doesn't understand anything.
It doesn't matter, because if that's her, then she is your grandma making you Grandma's Boy.
Okay, but then I'd also be grand or uncle's son as well, or uncle's nephew or whatever, because I have an uncle. My grandmother needs me, or she needs anybody with a car, and I
no,
just have
you're missing the point. Your uncle doesn't look like somebody famous from a movie called Uncle's Boy.
Well, actually, he does look kind of like,
No, not kind of. That's not going to cut it. You said exactly.
Oh, my dad looks like Danny DeVito. No, not Danny
no,
DeVito.
No, he doesn't.
I'm sorry, not Danny DeVito.
I don't, actually, I don't even care what he looks like. Now, in my head, your dad is Danny DeVito.
No, he doesn't look like
he works for the city. What does he do for the city? Does he work for the circus? Is that what he does?
No.
Look like, Danny
no,
DeVito?
No, he doesn't work for the circus. He looks like, who's the lean, mean kicking machine or whatever the guy is?
Excuse me? You went from Danny DeVito to some professional athlete?
No. This is the guy.
Tony Danza!
My dad looks like Tony Danza.
Kicking, Philadelphia.
Whatever,
Philadelphia.
Blah, blah, blah. My dad looks like Tony Danza with a gut.
Tony Danza?
Yep.
Does he talk like him, too?
Nope.
How does Tony Danza talk?
I don't know, but he has, like, dark skin. I think you're doing Rocky.
That's Tony Danza, Rocky.
Right, this isn't an impressionist show. I don't know why you keep doing
this
stuff.
Rocky's... That's Rocky.
That's
Tony Danza's
better.
Much different.
I'm much... Oh, I'm glad all the listeners got to experience that. That was an abortion.
Why do you keep saying that about my ideas?
Because
every idea
terrible.
I've had today, you compare to an abortion.
Well, they're both awful things that we all have to go through.
We all have, really? We all have to go through them?
Well, usually the girl does, and then you have to hold her hand and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's what's coming out. No?
No.
Yeah.
I'd really like to step off of it, if you don't mind.
Step off the abortion?
Step off
the
topic. The
fetus?
I think we should, well, both.
Get your foot off the fetus?
Yeah, I think we should stop.
That should be a sign on the abortion.
Keep feet off. Like a wet floor sign.
Keep feet off
caution.
Fetus.
Caution.
Wet fetus?
No, caution.
Half fetus?
What is it? What's the word?
Slippery when wet?
Placenta? Yeah. Caution.
Placenta on floor?
Placented floor? Yeah.
Is that a verb?
Placented? Placented floor.
It's been placented?
Yeah.
Someone
sprayed.
Really? And I'm the worst person you know?
You are the worst person.
No,
you brought it up.
I did bring it up.
Yeah.
That's
so that
right,
makes
though.
You the worst.
That's all right. I'm not ashamed of placentas. What's wrong with me?
You snack on them? Is that true?
I don't snack on placentas.
That's what I heard. I heard you snack on things like munchums.
Really?
Have you ever had munchies?
Someone said that they get the munchies when they get drunk. One of my friends.
Drunk munchies?
Nah.
You get drunk munchies?
Nah. I don't get.
Dr. Lou, drunk munchies?
You do get drunk munchies.
I don't get drunk munchies.
I had them this past Saturday.
See, you, MJ, you don't drink enough to know whether or not you get drunk munchies. You're a noob. You've just started drinking.
I dare you.
I ate like a pack of cookies, those chewy Chips Ahoy, ran through a bag of Doritos.
And that, again, this is where Mexican food comes into play. Mexican places are open until 4 in the morning. You get to just go and order a shitload of food when you're drunk and sit there and max out on it.
Granted, most of what I drink is White Russian.
And pay $7 for it.
And pay $7.
Yes,
good point.
Exactly.
Good point, though.
Exactly.
I do try to drink White Russians for the most part, and dessert drinks, and martinis, and all that apple teenies and stuff. Yeah.
You are such a woman.
What? Here's the thing.
There's the gay bus.
There's the gay bus again.
No.
Apple teenies.
They taste delicious.
How can you even say
they
that?
They taste delicious.
They taste delicious.
They do.
Go drink a juice box or something, for Christ's sake, and watch Arthur on PBS.
Because they drink apple teenies?
Yes. They might as well.
Children do not.
1% alcohol.
Apple teas are 1% alcohol?
No, but they probably...
They have plenty of alcohol in them. The gays have to get drunk together. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Gays have to get drunk together. No, it doesn't matter, okay? It's not a manly drink.
Here's the thing.
And you know what else? Do you like beer? You don't like beer, do you?
I don't like beer.
Yeah, see, and there it is. And so you drink Appletinis instead.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone likes beer because they were forced into it, because they drank it, because they only have, like, two Mickey's Big Mouth when their dad, you know, left some out in the cooler after, like, a long day for the 4th of July parade. And so he has to grab those when he's seven and crack those open.
Whoa, are we delving into your childhood now?
No.
What's happening? You're just regurgitating a memory?
No.
I'm very sorry that happened to you.
No,
is that
because
why
the kid... No. The kid cracks those open. By the way,
Mickey's only... that's malt liquor. That's not beer.
Whatever. The point is, Mickey's big.
Mickey's is disgusting.
Mickey's is disgusting.
They're all disgusting. Beer sucks. I don't know why you guys like beer.
Beer is an acquired taste.
That's right, it is.
And people acquire it because they're 16 and they can't get anything else. So they pay the homeless guy $7 extra.
Or their older brother.
Usually the homeless guy. Or their older brother.
Or you could just go to the hood and get it without being carded.
There you go.
Because we have no rules in the hood. But you might get shot as well. So
I'm not willing to take.
But the point is... they pay those guys, and then they drink them around, like, the four other friends that they have or whatever. And then they're like, oh, this is great or whatever. But they don't drink Appletinis, mixed drinks, and all those other kind of stuff.
No.
That tastes delicious.
Because those are women drinks.
Those are women drinks, and they're $12.
Obviously, they're expensive.
Yeah.
Really? We're doing this
now? Have you ever tried Woodchuck?
No.
The hard cider?
Yeah.
No.
Try that.
I think you'd like that.
I may like
hard cider. I don't like beer. My main thing comes from not liking beer and liking things that taste delicious. I'd
respect you more if you had Woodchuck instead of an apple pie.
I totally agree with
that. Well,
I had
that 7-7.
Woodchuck isn't bad.
I had the 7-7 thing.
Yeah, but that was weak. And didn't I finish that for you?
No, I had it.
You didn't have the whole thing?
I did have the whole thing.
Good for
How
you.
Dare you?
Good
it was
you.
Tough. It was a little tough. I almost threw up.
I actually made him have a whiskey drink.
Here's the thing. I don't like... Why do I have to go through pain when I'm drinking? Whiskey tastes like shit. Okay?
It makes you a man.
No, it doesn't. It makes you a guy who likes to go through pain when you get drunk.
You don't go through pain. You go through pain the first time, and then that's it.
That's it.
No, it sucks.
One day you're going to wake up, maybe when you're 30 or something, and you'll wake up and you realize that you crave a beer. And that'll happen. That'll happen to you once you man up.
And we call that breakfast beer.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. You're just going to wake up and realize that what you really want is a beer. I still remember when that happened to me. I was like 18 years old.
When did you start drinking?
Before then, I started drinking when I was like 16.
There we go. And you started drinking a beer or whatever, right? Because that's all you could get.
No, actually, there was more liquor around my house than beer.
No, it's because your parents are alcoholics.
I started with whiskey and Jack Daniels.
Yeah, I started with brandy. And
brandy
and tequila.
You 70 tequila.
Brandy and tequila. That's what I started drinking with.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you?
I'm not drinking brandy and tequila when I'm 16 years old.
I didn't mix them. I mixed them with juice and other stuff. Brandy actually went with water. That's what I used to drink it with. Brandy and water.
Brandy and water.
Yeah.
I think you just had to water down the brandy.
Yeah.
That's really
that's
what
the
it was.
Point.
Right. Okay.
I'm not going to chug brandy from the bottle.
Well, you might want to try it next time. But here's the thing. Beer sucks. Let's be honest, right?
It doesn't suck. It's an acquired taste. It's just like wine. A lot of people don't like wine.
But wine does taste like bitter grape juice to me.
I had some very good red wine this weekend for the first time. I normally don't like red wine at all. I really don't. I don't like anything about it. But for some reason, it was chilled, and it was surprisingly good.
I don't like wine. I don't like beer.
I know.
I like mixed drinks.
And you
think I'm a woman.
Sucking penis.
Don't weekends.
You?
Weekends only.
It's all lumped together. So that's fine, gay man. Why don't you go ahead and chug some Appletinis at the bar called The Tight End, which is not a sports bar. Why don't you go ahead and...
The Tight End?
Really? Yeah.
I just come
up with that. Is there not one?
No, there's no tight end.
There really should be.
No, but the point is, I don't like it. I don't like going through pain when I go through...
Stop saying going through pain. It's not
surgery.
It tastes
like piss.
It's... What beer have you tried?
I've had Corona.
Okay.
And that was doable. I could deal with that.
Corona's not bad. Did you have it with a lime?
Yeah, obviously.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously. Don't act like it's... Obvious. I've had Corona without lime.
All they show in those commercials is limes, okay?
I'm sorry. I don't live my life based off what a commercial
is. I like it without lime.
Yeah, see?
Well,
it's doable
you're
without
Mexican,
lime.
And that's what you guys get off on, whatever.
Shit. All right. Anyway.
Okay. I've had that. I've had that orange drink or whatever the hell it is. The blue, what is that thing? The blue, Blue Moon.
Oh, yeah. Blue Moon's good.
Blue Moon's good. Those taste good as well.
Putting a little food in there?
Yeah, exactly. But Miller Lite, Bud Light... Budweiser, Miller, all those things.
All those shitty beers?
Tastes like shit.
And there you go. Those beers are Pong beers. Those are drinking game beers. You drink those, you buy it. That's why they come in 30 packs, High Life and High Life Light and Busch Light and Natty Ice and Ice House or whatever.
High Life
and
is
Red
disgusting.
Dog. Yeah. You buy those strictly for a night with like six friends, just get hammered quickly. You don't sip on those.
Why? Well, here's the thing. I don't understand the concept of, maybe that's the problem. I don't understand the concept of just drinking to get drunk.
That's also because if you're going to be drinking all night, you drink the beer, because if you're trying to drink liquor all night and you're, you know, just starting out, you will poison yourself. If you're going to try and play like rum pong, if you're going to try and be chugging whiskey all night.
Pong.
Yeah, rum pong. You never played rum pong?
Never played rum pong.
I played rum pong once, and I will never forget
it. I do like that. That's cool. Rum pong.
I know. I played rum pong. I played wine pong. Okay, wine pong wasn't as bad,
right.
But rum pong was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you just picture it. It's like beer pong, but there's just like a shot and a half of rum in every cup.
My God.
Yeah.
That sounds like a terrible time.
Well, I mean, it was a good time for like half an hour, and then everybody was just like, it was like some kind of like,
sucks.
I don't even, yeah, this game sucks. We're just like puking all over each
right.
other. It was like, I don't even know. It was, like, it was like we all drank bleach or something. We were all just like puking and stuff. It was gross.
That sounds like a terrible time.
Yeah, so don't try it. Rum pong, not so good. Does not have my endorsement.
Beer pong is doable.
Beer pong is definitely doable.
Yeah. Or vodka
pong.
Very
popular game.
Or vodka pong.
I would do vodka pong.
Vodka pong sounds like?
Vodka pong.
Vodka pong.
Yeah, so,
all
right.
The game show network.
That's fine. You can do
but
all
no
that
rum,
stuff.
That's the point. Maybe the problem is I don't understand.
Here's a game to play. This is what you do. You get a 30-pack of, like, High Life Light or something like that, and you go out with, like, four guys, okay? Two or three guys, all right? You take down as many of those beers as you can. You save the empty cans, okay?
Okay.
Once you've got, like, six or seven or eight, like, empty cans to yourself,
right.
You tape them all together, okay,
right.
All of them, and you make a wizard staff, and that's the name of the game.
Oh, wizard
and
staff?
And then, when two of you have a wizard staff, you fight with it. You try and beat the shit out of each other with it. Whoever's staff lasts the longest or whoever, you know, still standing
right.
or whatever. They're the winner.
And do they get to drink, or are they the one who don't have to drink?
They're just the one who doesn't get ridiculed. And
oh,
they,
okay.
I mean, I would imagine, actually, like, we always did it until just somebody, like, fell over. I got my hands all cut up
by the
aluminum and stuff.
Right, yeah. That's not a great game. Your hands are cut
yeah,
up by...
it's a great game.
But your hands are cut up by aluminum.
I don't know if you heard me. It's wizard staff.
Wizard staff. I'm sorry. What was I thinking without wizard staff?
What were you thinking?
I need to start playing wizard staff, obviously.
Good. But not with Appletinis.
Yeah, you can play with apples. Oh, you the little glass drinks or whatever, you can start playing, you know, glass shards.
Wine, I mean, I'm sorry, wizard staff doesn't work with martini glasses.
I'm going to modify it. Wizard dagger, you know what I mean? And they can just, whoever, you gut them, and whoever's the less gutted wins.
There's nothing fun about that.
About being gutted?
Yeah.
Yeah, what would be fun about being gutted?
That's called murder.
Yes, it is.
Murder one!
Not called a Friday night game, that's
murder.
Called malintent. That's what they call that.
Malintent?
Malintent.
How do they call that?
They do. You went into that knowing what you were going to do. You premeditated.
That's coming in with intent, not malintent.
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 It's intent to do something
malicious. Malicious?
Malicious.
Listen,
malicious.
English is not my main
clearly.
Language, okay?
Clearly. And
I'm
the one with the problem.
Wizardry.
See, maybe you need to read more, I think, because that really helped me with my
Gryffindor?
English. Read anything that you want to, but it helped me with my firm grasp of the English language.
Okay, do we really have to go over your
firm grasp.
Okay, we're not going through this. Okay. What is wrong with you in general?
Is that really what it comes down
yeah.
to? What's wrong with me in general?
Firm
That's
grasp.
It's fun to say.
It's fun to say, but it's weird.
Maybe, but we're just going to agree to disagree on that point.
Listen, I'm going to go play some Wizard Staff.
Go
tonight.
By yourself.
Yeah, it wouldn't really work without me.
There you go.
We'll play Wizard Staff together.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
And I will keep you the hell away from Appletinis, and then we'll go have some Mexican food.
That's racist.
No.
Hispanic right. food.
All right, whatever.
Could be Argentinian.
Take it out.
Could be Brazilian food.
Whatever it is, as long as it's open at 4 in the morning, we'll sit there and eat it.
Okay, now hold on. Do you play with, like, what kind of tape do you use? A Scotch tape?
Electric tape, duct tape,
just
not
tape.
Scotch tape. You have
just
to use something.
Something strong.
Yeah.
Sturdy. And you just
not even masking tape. You can't even use that. You
just
use
straight
like
down, or do you wrap it around?
Wrap every part
okay.
where it's like
you
wrap
the whole
together.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's only. Is it tough to break them? It sounds like it might be tough.
I've never actually wrapped the whole thing. I think that would be much better. I've only wrapped like the bottoms and tops of the cans where they're joined together, and those broke apart. Semi-easily.
I would assume, yeah.
I think I'm going to wrap
You might want to wrap the whole
now.
Thing, yeah, of course.
No, this is great. No, I'm really glad we had to stop this discussion now, because I'm actually going to play a better game of Wizard Staff.
Why wouldn't you realize
tonight.
That originally?
maybe because I just consumed 10 High Lifes. Maybe that's why I didn't realize it.
Good point.
Somebody sober wasn't taping my staff.
Right. It was you doing it with, like, you know, half getting
exactly. I wanted to play the game as quickly as possible. Right. I didn't have time to be taping this whole goddamn staff.
Right, so you're just like, fuck this game. I got to get this going.
Yes, exactly.
Just hit the cord.
Nice.
Great.
Well,
my staff, too.
Thank you so much for listening. It has always been a pleasure. And, MJ?
What?
Next week, I would like to hear your take on 3 different beers. And right. None of them can be light beers. And I don't want to hear anything more about Appletinis.
Well, what about...
And I, in exchange, will read an article.
An article.
I'll read an article.
One article.
I'll read an article.
Well, this is quite the deal you're striking.
I'll read 3 articles.
All right, that sounds good. All
okay.
right, so this has been Avoiding People with Don
and MJ.